The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slave said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. So we are smack dab in the middle of Matthew's gospel, and Jesus is teaching and healing nonstop. The people, often the Pharisees, have a lot to say about the way that he is loving and healing those in the community. We're in chapter 13 today, so let's back up just to chapter 12 for a second. At the beginning of chapter 12, he heals on the Sabbath day, and that riles up the Pharisees. And also in chapter 12, he heals a blind man with a demon, and that riles up the Pharisees. At the end of chapter 12, they say, "Hey, your mother and your brothers are outside." And he says, "Well, my family is whoever does God's will." So he's teaching new things about old systems like families. And he's healing in ways and at times that are not acceptable to those who know what righteousness looks like, they think. In the beginning of chapter 13, he says, "A sower went out to sow," and he teaches that God is sort of scandalous in the generosity of scattering the word just everywhere. It will grow in some places, and it won't grow in others, and God just lavishly sprinkles the word, the truth about love and salvation and joy and justice and trust and light. He just sprinkles it everywhere, and where it does take root, the bounty is enormous and surprising and insistent that this kingdom in the world. And then we get today's story. So the kingdom, it says, the kingdom is like a guy who carefully plants good seeds in his field. And at night, someone comes and plants harmful seeds in and amongst the carefully planted good seeds in the farmer's field. People don't know right away, I suppose, because maybe all the little green sprouts that are poking up through the soil, maybe those blades look too similar. But soon, those who are observant see that everything is not right. They see that the good seed is in jeopardy, and they want to save it right away. They want to get rid of everything harmful, everything that threatens, everything that they can identify that doesn't look like wheat. So they ask the farmer about it. It's his field. They say, "What should we do?" And they do have an actual suggestion. "Would you like us to yank up the weeds? Mr. Farmer, do you want us to go yank up the baby weeds that are sown among the baby wheat?" And Mr. Farmer says, "No. You would uproot some of the wheat. when you set about pulling the weeds, so leave it alone, and I'll manage it. He doesn't say, well, yes, you should tug up the weeds, because the wheat simply can't survive among the weeds. He doesn't say, well, yes, now I'll gather around and I will teach you how to discern exactly between weeds and wheat, so then you cannot accidentally pull up a wheat plant. He also doesn't say, yes, go ahead and do that, and some of the wheat will get pulled up, but you know, this is a numbers game anyway, so we're going to lose some, but just try to save most of the wheat as you pull the weeds. He doesn't say, hey, let's pour some Roundup on this and start again. Somebody mucked up my original plan. The farmer just identifies the truth. There is evil in this world, right up against good in this world. It's mixed in and among, and we can't always tell the difference. Now, here is the Lutheran moment in this parable, and it couldn't be Lutheraner. While you and I both know that we are living in God's kingdom, while we can identify ourselves as good seed, in good soil, in a good field owned by a good farmer, we know that we are also weeds. Luther's famous line in Latin, simul justus et peccator, it's a deeply important theological claim about who we are and who God is. Simul justus et peccator, simultaneously saint and sinner, simultaneously justified and wretched, simultaneously found and lost, simultaneously worthy and unworthy. Apart from the Holy Spirit, we cannot even come to God. We don't make it to the font without the movement of the Spirit first. Apart from Christ, we are not generous and we do not work toward unity in the world. Apart from God's love, we turn in on ourselves and we're wondering how everything affects us. And also, in our lives with the Trinity, we are justified and worthy and found. So if we are not only wheat or weeds, if we have the capacity for great love and great selfishness, and on some days we are more wheat and on some days we are more weeds, then what shall the farmer do with us? This farmer says, leave it all right there. It might make you just crazy to see those weeds growing all season long. And you might stand there and tap your foot and fold your arms across your chest and count the days and minutes until it's time for harvest. But it's not your field. It's not our seed. It's not our soil. It's not our harvest. It's not our call. We might be irritated or afraid. We might be certain that we know what is wheat and what is weeds and when the right moment for plucking it all is. We might feel all those things, but it's not our call. And we can follow Jesus throughout Galilee and into Jerusalem throughout this gospel, this next several chapters of the Gospel of Matthew. And when we get to chapter 22, they will once again try to trick him, a religious leader who is certain that he knows weeds from wheat and lots of rules and other things about righteousness. He will stand up to test Jesus. And he will ask Jesus what the greatest commandment is. And Jesus will say, love God and love your neighbor. So this is where we live. This is the kingdom in which we live, like it or not. Whether it makes you itch and keeps you on edge or not, this is the truth. God is God and we are not. And the God of all things and all people says, yes, I know that evil persists right up next to holiness. It's my field. It's my seed. It's my soil. It's my call. I will do what I do when I do it. Your work this, Jesus says. Your work is love. Love God and love each other, all the each others, including the ones you are certain are pure weeds sown by the evil one. Love the evil ones too. Forgive them, pray for them, and confess that you are sometimes one of them. Because my plan is so astonishingly loving, and my astonishing love is so exquisitely pure, and my outstretched arms will gather in all of creation, and all causes of sin will be thrown into the fiery furnace. I will do that, says God. You don't have to be in charge of any of that. You don't have to be God. I am. You love. Don't stop. Love your enemy until they are your friend. Pray for those that you don't understand until the Holy Spirit gives you a glimpse into their heart. Love those who persecute you, who act so very much like weeds. Jesus tells and shows us over and over in all of the Gospels, and this year we're rooted in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus tells us over and over to love and forgive and serve and sacrifice and worship and pray and humble and be humble. And he says, leave the judgment to me. You don't have to be God. I am. Amen.